Hello, I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Monday, August 15, 2022. Asia stocks mixed on Monday as China surprised with a rate cut, its second for the year, as a raft of economic data missed forecasts, underlining the need for more support for its COVID-hit economy. Here at home, the PSE index extends gains above 6,700, despite data showing poverty instance went up to 18.1% from 16.7% in 2018. Now that translates to 19.99 million poor Filipinos. For the day, the PSE index went up by 0.6% to 67.37, with volume at 5.5 billion pesos. Mark Canizales of Manulife Investment Management says the market is being supported by corporate fundamentals.
I think currently we're in the middle of earnings season, and that's powering the momentum of the market. Based on what we have seen so far, maybe about 3/4 of the market or of the companies that make up the index have reported that we're in line to a little bit above what people were expecting.
But BPI Securities' Angelo Torres expects some profit-taking in the short term.
Second quarter, core net income of index names were up by about 25%, 23-25%. So this accelerated from about 13% in the first quarter. First half, core earnings is up by about 18-19%. So that's pretty good. So what drove the results would be economic reopening trends. And we think this more than compensated for input cost pressures due to rising commodity prices for the quarter. Another thing is that interest rates have sort of eased from the highs seen last June. We're down by about more than 100 basis points. This is the 10-year peso BVAL. We're now back below 6%, which could be supportive for equities. And another thing is that the peso has stabilized as well.
Torres expects the Philippine Central Bank to hike benchmark policy rate by another 50 basis points this Thursday, with another 50 basis point increase for the rest of the year. In corporate stories, big questions surrounding the Ayala Group, which held a special meeting over the weekend where the board approved a temporary medical leave of absence for Vice Chairman of the Board, President and CEO Fernando Zobel de Ayala. According to the disclosure, Mr. Zobel will remain a member of the board but has stepped down as member of the Executive Committee and Finance Committee. Appointed as acting president and CEO is former BPI head Cesar Consing, who is currently a director at Ayala Corporation, BPI, Globe Telecom, and ASEN, while Delphine Lazaro is elected vice chairman of the Executive Committee. Jaime Augusto Zobel, meanwhile, posted on Facebook an assurance that his brother is, quote, in high spirits, but has asked for some time to focus on his health and recovery. He says the family is supportive of Fernando's decision to take a leave to do whatever is necessary to rebuild his strength. In the earnings stream, Lushotan's PNB nets 11 billion pesos in profit for the first half of the year, down by half due to the absence of a one-time gain of 33.6 billion pesos from its property for share swap in 2021. Without the one-off, operating income would be up 20%, also complemented by a 3.6 billion peso gain from the sale of an investment property in Manila Harbor Center Industrial Zone back in April. Meanwhile, Dennis Oy's Chelsea Logistics narrowed losses in the first half of the year to 857 million pesos as most segments saw recovery. The passage segment grew sixfold with more commercial activities and leisure travel, while the freight segment, which accounts for 55% of the total, also grew 28%. These helped offset higher petroleum prices. While A-REIT saw first-half profit jump 64% on the back of solid revenue growth, average occupancy at its properties is at 97%, while rental collection rate is at 98%, reflecting high-quality tenants. It also declared cash dividends of 49 centavos per share from the second quarter earnings, bringing total dividends for the year so far to 97 centavos per share, that is 10% higher year-on-year. In other news, Double Dragon posts 29% growth in the first half core consolidated income at 1.2 billion pesos. This strips out the one-off tax benefit from the CREATE law booked in 2021. The company says it expects to reach over 95% of pre-pandemic lease occupancy in its city malls by fourth quarter of this year, around the same time it plans to lease out its newly completed Double Dragon Tower. Still on Injapsia's growing empire, Merrymart doubles profit in the first half to 32 million pesos, boosted by the consolidation of recent pharmacy chain acquisitions of Carlos Superdrug and Cecil's Pharmacy. Meanwhile, Toyota Motor Philippines incorporates new venture, Toyota Mobility Solutions Philippines, which will focus on providing mobility-related services to improve vehicle usership platforms. It will offer a whole range of tech and data-driven lifestyle and business solutions to help move people and goods. Part of the initial pipeline of services, fleet-connected service, on-demand shuttle booking app, car sharing or rental, logistics matching service, and fleet management service. And finally, chemicals trading company SBS Philippines sees expansion opportunities across the country as long as the Philippines does not go back to lockdowns. CFO Eileen Setenko says the company has set ambitious goals, both organic growth and M&As, in upstream and downstream industries. The group is also actively looking for partners to help develop their massive land bank.
There's much room for significant growth in the Visayas and Mindanao. And then going into environment-related industries. And you know, we've seen that this will be a part of our growth drivers in the midterm. Our board has given us the go-ahead to really look for partners that will to see the best use for the prime properties that SBS has owned. And we'll see how this will turn out, and then it will bring in income-generating activities.
And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.